Unit 3, Lesson 2, Exercise E, Part 4. So, to summarise, banking institutions can be defined according to their ownership or by the services they offer. If they're defined by ownership, they fall into two basic categories: those owned by their members, such as cooperatives and building societies, and those owned by shareholders, or stockholders as they're called in the US. Cooperatives aim to build capital and improve interest rates for their members. Banks owned by shareholders operate for profit, which is paid in the form of dividends to the shareholders. If they're defined by their services, they can be broadly categorized into three major groups. These are wholesale banks, offering corporate banking, brokering, or underwriting services; retail banks, providing services for the mass market; and central or government banks. The term commercial is used to make a distinction between a commercial and an investment bank, which focuses on capital markets and large multinational corporations. However, since these two genres no longer have to be separate organizations, the term commercial bank is often used to refer to bank activities which focus mainly on companies. Investment banks include the multinational conglomerates whose subsidiary companies all provide very different banking products and services. For example, one American conglomerate, Citigroup, is involved in commercial and retail lending, owns a merchant bank, an investment bank, and a private bank. It also has subsidiaries which offer offshore banking services. Finally, whatever the type of institution, all banks must cover their operating costs, or else they will fail over time. Okay, that's it for today. Next time we'll do a brief survey of the services offered by some of the banks operating in the UK. Don't forget to do a bit of research on that before you come. Thank you.